For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. The discovery of a new variant of the coronavirus in Great Britain and its appearance in the U.S. has experts considering the next steps in fighting COVID-19. British scientists have done far more genomic sequencing research than the Americans. That work must continue in an effort to find any other strains that might develop. I discussed the mutation of the coronavirus with MSU expert Dr. Peter Gulick. The infectious disease specialist says that while the new strain is more contagious, it isn't causing more severe COVID cases. At least one other variant has already been discovered.
And this one appears to have another genetic change that, is allowing this virus to be more infectious. Plus, it may have changed the binding site, you know, the ability of the virus to bind better, not only bind better, but be resistant to these monoclonal antibodies that are being developed now. So there may even be a resistance to this new strain to some of the therapies, especially the monoclonal antibodies. And this new strain was found in South Africa, and it's called the African variant.
It isn't unusual for a virus to mutate. The influenza virus mutates, it seems, constantly. That's why we need a new flu shot every year. Is this COVID-19 mutation special in any way? Is it mutating faster than we might have expected?
Actually, the RNA within this COVID virus has a proofreading mechanism where any time a mutation occurs, it kind of cuts it out of the segment of RNA so it doesn't cause mutations to occur. So it's a virus that's rather stable with its RNA, but because of the pressure put on it from, you know, being, you know, allowed to replicate in a chronic, you know, in a chronic state in patients that are immunosuppressed where they can't clear the virus immediately, and then being exposed to treatments, you know, constantly being bombarded by antivirals, by monoclonal antibodies, etc., it's now changed and developed this process of mutation. How fast it occurs or how effective it occurs, we don't know yet, but the mutations that have occurred, many of them cause the virus to become non-effective. So there was a mutation that apparently occurred even earlier than these two that I mentioned to you that allowed it to bind more effectively onto the receptors, but then the neutralizing antibodies that occurred as a result were able to negate the effect of the virus and eliminate it, so it never really became a problem until these new strains occurred.
Do we have a sense yet for how effective the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines might be against the new strains we're seeing?
Well, right now, both companies are looking very, very hard at these new variants and testing them against their vaccine to see. But both companies, including some other scientists, are very optimistic that the vaccine will still be effective against these variants. But we'll have to just see, you know, within the next few weeks or so as they're doing studies right now. But there's still a lot of optimism that the vaccines will work even against these variants.
It seems it would be wise for us to expect more mutations.
Yes, I think I've lived through this with HIV, and now I'm living through it with the COVID as far as, you know, resistance and mutations. And sure enough, as we expose the virus to new treatments, we're trying to control the virus. But on the other hand, we can cause it also to change. And like I said, the patients where it seems to be most effective in doing that is in our immunosuppressed population, you know, our patients with cancer, with HIV, with that aren't able to clear the virus as easily as somebody that's not immunosuppressed. They carry the virus longer, but they're the ones usually being treated as well because they're sicker, and those treatments are resulting in mutations forming because the virus wants to stay alive just like, you know, like we do, and so it finds ways of changing its structure.
Dr. Peter Gulick is an infectious disease expert at Michigan State University. Thanks again, Dr. Gulick.
My pleasure.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.